It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We are excited because Pink's going to be in Columbia tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pink online.
Pink.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, full house.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
You know, not much.
Well, we're excited about you being in Columbia tonight, and I've got a question about your personal life. What do you do in your spare time when you're not doing music?
I like to ride dirt bikes. I like to skate.
Oh, extreme sports. So we know your latest CD, Trust Fall, has done well, and I'm kind of curious, because we all have, like, the artists that we're embarrassed to say that we listen to, but who's somebody that you listen to that you might be embarrassed of?
I'm not really ashamed of anything. I have Billy Joel on repeat.
Of Billy Joel? Oh, yeah.
That's I'd be ashamed of that.
What's your clothes size?
4 or 6, depending.
Okay.
I'm a 13, if that helps.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
My lucky number.
What's your shoe size?
My shoe size is 8.
8, that's a cute size.
Not really.
Yeah. What kind of soap do you use?
Oil of Olay body wash.
All right, we like that. What kind of car do you drive, Pink?
I have a Range Rover.
Range Rover?
Yeah.
What was your first car?
Mitsubishi Galant.
That's not bad.
No, it's okay.
It blew up on the side of the road in Atlanta. I didn't know you had to put oil in cars for the first 2 years.
We'll watch for it next time we drive down.
Fast food restaurant, where do you stop when you're on the road?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah. You like Jack in the Box?
I love Jack in the Box.
Tom and I love it, too. We like those caramel shakes. What was your first job?
I worked soliciting door-to-door newspapers.
Oh, really?
I've done that before in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, the only thing that's cool is you'd go through the apartment complexes. Sometimes you would find people doing the strangest things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those people open the door and they'd be like, you'd see the girlfriend back on the couch with a blanket wrapped around her and the guy's buck naked. I'm like, never mind, I don't want to sell you a paper.
All right. Well, thanks, Thomas. A little bit too much information.
True story.
All right, who's influenced you?
Mostly my dad.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Can he sing?
Oh, yeah.
Got a good little voice like you, huh?
He can fight, too.
And you do both very well.
Yeah, thanks.
You ever gotten out of a ticket for being famous?
Yep. A couple times.
They recognize you a couple times?
I promised them I'd send them a signed autograph, and I never did.
Oh. Maybe you should do that. Just a couple more personal questions with Pink today. Best friend in the entertainment world right now.
That we would know. That you all would know. Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. So do you see him occasionally?
Not so much, but we talk.
Well, that leads us to our next question. How much money do you have on you right now? When we ask Steven Tyler, he holds the record now on the Hawk and Tom Show. He had $800 on him at the time.
Oh, really? I just spent my money yesterday.
Bon Jovi had like $150.
I have like 40 euros.
Okay.
40 euros.
And like 200 American.
200, so.
So that's about 240.
240, okay, that's good. Hey. You know what, that puts you right up there at the top of the list. Well, it's been a blast to talk to you today, Pink. We're excited about tonight's show in Columbia at the Colonial Life Arena. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. She's a sweetheart.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Mate, why say that funny stuff when the microphone's alive, okay?
The funny part was you turned it on while I was saying something.
Oh, did I?
Thank God, I think I shut up in time.
I pushed the buttons over here. Tom wasn't ready. Well, the song was over.
I was going to say round was the last thing I was going to say.
Round
instead of flat.
I'll let you and Tori talk about that later, okay?
It's on the day. Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along, this is the Hawk and Tom Show. We are a professional broadcast.
No, we're not.
It's 8:20 and got some morning showers still, and then partly cloudy skies a little bit later on, high 69.
We were actually talking about Tori being pregnant, and it's like, you know, she's basically carrying around another person, and she's talking about how it makes her stomach, so you know how people with beer guts do it. And I'm like, I guess I still got you beat right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be another month or two before you can outdo
me. Oh, yeah,
you know what?
You are getting a little bump air.
And it's crazy because, like, when I my belly shakes like Santa Claus. Like
mine too.
I feel it.
it does. You feel it like jiggling
it's
against your body.
So weird.
Yeah. And my boobs too.
Oh, girl, you don't even want to go there.
You do have me beat there.
Wait until the baby starts, you know, kicking and doing stuff like that.
He kicked a couple nights ago.
No, really?
It was crazy. I'm like, this little alien is moving in there.
Oh, wow.
It's so seen that movie. Neat. I have. I'm scared.
Tori and I were talking about that. Thank God they're not delivered through your chest like that.
What did you eat right before he was kicking, maybe? Any, like, spicy stuff?
No, but I laid on my back, which you're not supposed to do.
You're not?
I apparently not, but I think it makes him mad. And so he was just, like, kicking at my stomach, and I kept doing it because I was like, yeah, he's in there.
Now, this is something funny with Tori, and I've done a very, I think, good job of keeping her mouth shut. But she's got that first-time parent syndrome going.
Yeah,
I can't make fun of you because we did it, too. Yeah. Not to the degree you do, but we did it.
Do you mean that I'm glowing?
No, I mean that you are afraid of everything.
Weird.
And like the whole thing about laying on your back.
Yeah.
We've been giving birth to children since the beginning of time, and people laid on their backs. It's not harmful.
I mean, don't you have to lay on your back to deliver the baby?
Pretty
or are you
much.
Standing
well,
up?
Well, you can squat,
mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't personally.
Papa's.
Yeah.
What?
I think most people squatting is too much. Like, you got to hold yourself up. I think they're wanting to lay back and just let everything, gravity can do it through that little table they got.
Well, they got doctors, got those vacuum cleaner stuff, and just like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You got the top of his head and pulled him right out.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
We didn't do that.
I'm teasing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, is that what happened, Hawk?
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When a baby's head comes out and it's pointed like it's got a pointy head, because it takes a while for it to round out.
Well, I have not watched a delivery.
I thought you had.
No, I've been in the room.
Okay.
I was not able to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, I watched my wife give birth to both our kids, and it was interesting. And it was funny because my mother-in-law was there, and she's like, "Ooh, what's wrong?" I'm like, "That's his hair on top of his head. There's nothing wrong. It just looks weird."
Oh, baby had hair.
Yeah, that was
Quinn. Tickled her mom to death.
Now.
Oh, my God, kiddo. She had an epidural. It didn't tickle her.
Do you, like, put, like, music? Do you play music? Like, some moms get, like, a headset, and they'll put, like, Beethoven or something on their belly and let the baby hear music.
No, I'm not wasting my time with that. I'm going straight to Cardi B, so he comes out smart.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. I've heard that, but then did you not say the other day that babies can't hear? You told your husband they can't hear you anyway or something?
I think it's until a certain time.
Right. They got to grow eardrums.
So I told John, I was like, I think he can hear you now. Well, I was like, do you want to try talking to him? And he goes, yeah. And he's like, hi, bud. I got your 401k already set up. We're going to get you a trust fund. And then I'm like, that's what you tell him?
Where does he talk into?
My stomach.
Okay, because I would have thought differently.
Oh, but my. They probably feel the vibe.
Hello.
Honestly.
I'm so done with all of you.
We said we weren't professional.
I'm trying to be serious. Like, they feel vibration.
Mr. Suction Cup on the head.
That one was
like a toilet plunger over there.
I got a toilet plunger getting that baby out. No.
Gosh.
No, but vibration, they feel that, right?
Just like that song, Good Vibrations.
Well, you can do that.
Good vibrations. Anyway, so I will say, like, you worry about details that I think it's just funny. And I'm not criticizing you because we were pretty uptight on our first one, too. And then the second one, you're kind of like, it'll be fine.
Well, I'm not. I think John is much worse than I am.
I agree.
I am kind of the balance of it all.
He called you out about eating too much MSG and sodium and stuff, didn't he?
And you can't have medium steaks, and you can't have medium burgers, and you can't have sushi, you can't have wine. I think it's all just made up over the years from women who are doctors who didn't, I don't know.
Imagine those ladies back in the Western days.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? They're probably drinking a beer, delivering that baby.
Yeah, with a gun strapped on
them. Yeah.
All I know is you're not supposed to have any deli meat. That's a big one.
Oh, my God.
And all
they didn't have that back in the Western days.
It's Jersey Mike's. That's all I've been dreaming of. And I just read that they're about to be bought out, which means I don't know what's going to happen to their food. And I almost cried yesterday because that's all I want. Once he's out, I want Jersey Mike's.
What's it going to hurt to have one sub?
Listeria, salmonella, E. coli.
Don't order that.
Can I get that on the side?
I want the number 11 salmonella special.
Hold the listeria.
There is a major food outbreak right now, though, with all three of those things.
Now, can't you get a Philly cheesesteak, though?
That's not what I want, though.
Oh, okay.
I want cold cut. I want that. I think it's the Italian or something like that.
Well,
can you go to a restaurant and get like a charcuterie board?
No. Okay. Did you not listen to anything she just said?
I'm saying I think the fancy meat's probably a little bit healthier for you.
That
pre-slice that you get.
Tori, go with what you're doing, not whatever Hawk says.
Oh, I'm just teasing.
Oh, he's teasing again.
This is why I'm the way I am.
I just wanted to say charcuterie board.
And you didn't even say it right.
I know. I don't want any of that. I'll pass.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know that about 11% of people already have their Christmas tree up. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty aggressive getting ready for Christmas. So I have a special song for them. It's called the Thanksgiving Tree Song.
Thanksgiving tree, Thanksgiving tree, why are you up so early? Thanksgiving tree, are you kidding me? Let me finish my turkey. What is the rush for Christmas time? Like pumpkin spice in mid-July. A Christmas tree on Thanksgiving. Oh, what the heck's your hurry?
It's funny, I just posted on the Hawk and Tom Facebook page that if you have your tree up already, that psychologist, let's see, you might be a self...
A what?
A self-absorbed narcissist.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
You got your tree up already. You're a self-absorbed narcissist.
Don't call people out.
I didn't. The psychologists are saying
that. That's the old psychologist. Well, let's call them a name.
That doesn't even make sense, though. I'm not celebrating my birthday a month early.
Yeah.
What's narcissistic about that?
I don't know. I'm not the psychologist.
We need more info.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Mean.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
You are. You picked that out just because you want to make people who put up their trees feel bad.
Just posted honestly, it. I'm just delivering the news.
A lot of people keep trees up all year round, and they just redecorate it like a Halloween tree, a Valentine's Day tree.
Okay. You know what they're called?
St. Patrick's Day tree.
Kayla, don't say it on the radio.
You do it however you want to. Put that tree up. You can trade presents, hang up some Thanksgiving stockings, and go to town. Put some giblets in there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
How do you feel about learning new things? I'm generally against it. Kato, is that what you're kind of saying?
It depends. You know, when they come to you at work and say, hey, you're going to have to start doing this on a computer with all these programs that I don't understand. I don't look forward to that.
Yeah, and the worst thing about that is, you know, in 3 months they're going to go, oh, we're not using that anymore. It sucked. And we got a new one for you to learn.
I know that this sounds crotchety and old, but I don't like technology. I know. But
it sounds crotchety and old.
They change up Facebook all the time. You got to learn a new routine with all the social media stuff or, you know, just texting and all that stuff. Like, your phone will upgrade or update, and all of a sudden you don't even know how to work it anymore.
And that's what's crazy. You go through life for so many years, and you're like, ooh, new phone, how exciting. And then you hit an age where you're like, if this thing doesn't last until the day I die, I'm not getting a new one.
I hate getting a new phone.
I hate updates, though. Updates mess up everything.
Tori, you're in your 30s, and you sound like a boomer when you say that.
To be fair, I feel like I was a boomer pretty much out of the womb.
I guess that's what they mean with old soul. They mean boomer.
Her name is Susan. That's my old soul.
Oh, that's another personality we haven't met.
Wow, there you go.
I told you I'll keep you on your toes.
I'll introduce you to Thelma.
What's crazy is I just had to learn something new.
Has Susan met Thelma?
They'd be buddies fast.
Somebody need to do some crank calls here.
Well, if it makes you feel better, 1 out of 3 Americans think they're too old to learn anything new, and it's not just boomers. In fact, 3 out of 4 boomers say they love learning new things. I think they're lying, but that's what they say. And about 6 out of 10 say that learning something new is more rewarding now than even when they were younger.
Well, sometimes you learn something new that makes life easier,
right?
And I'm for that.
Like those life hacks on like TikTok and stuff.
My mom is a good old church-going grandma. Aww. But when I hear her cuss, it's usually when she's ordering something online or having to go to like the My Charts, you know, all your doctor's visit and get you pills straight. Anything she has to do online, she's aggravated. She goes, I don't even know how to do it anymore. She's aged out of society.
Mom, my mom will call me and say, could you Google this for me and find it? And then if you find it, see if they have it on Amazon and just ship it to my house.
Yeah.
And I'll do it.
Wow. Because I would be like, Mom, go to Amazon and type it in the search box.
Yeah. She had ordered so much stuff probably that she didn't want. Yeah.
I will say, I've always preached this, is don't try to teach old people technology. It'll just annoy the both of you.
Yeah, well, that's true. It is true. My mom, though, I mean, honestly, all the time she's complaining it's about technology. Yeah. And all kinds of, because they switch things up.
You know what, though? I had to help my mom with something on the computer not too long ago. And I was like, Ma, it just put me on FaceTime, and I'll help you through that. And she's like, I'm looking at the ceiling. I'm looking at the floor. And I'm like, Ma, just put me on the computer. But then I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? This woman changed my diapers. She taught me how to use a spoon. Like, wow. I can deal.
That wasn't FaceTime. That was other body parts time when she's changing her diaper.
That's true.
But eventually you do it yourself.
Well, but they weren't raised with it. They don't know. I was born in the digital era, so I know, but she wasn't.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not just age, because like my dad is up to date with cell phones and computers. Ugh. My mom can't answer a flip phone.
Okay. All right. Time out. Your dad was a rocket scientist, though, for NASA. So he's going to figure some stuff out, and he's kind of nerdy like you. But I'm still saying,
he's old.
Yeah.
But my mom, on the other hand, she never even got, honestly, she would look at the flip phone like, what do I do?
But my dad, I mean, he's taking his pants off because he can't get his cell phone off his belt buckle because his uncle called him, and he's standing there with his pants hanging from his cell phone talking to my relative.
That's something different.
Boy, I hate for him to get a call during dinner at a restaurant.
What?
Cracker Barrel.
Everybody turn your head.
Well, they say the best age for learning new things on average is 26, which is odd to me because I feel like in the teens is when you're really just, you're in school, you're learning calculus and crazy stuff.
No, I didn't.
Well, my son is.
Hey, but time out. You know what? School, they provide all those computer classes now how to develop and design all kinds of codes and stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, we had typing on a manual typewriter.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then they eventually got the electric typewriters.
Well, our school had computers, but we were over by NASA, so we got all that
you
stuff.
You don't even know what a typewriter is, do you?
I do, but I'm thinking there's no way you're that old.
No, the school was old.
The school, the school was like 15 years behind when we were
going. Yes, they were. Did y'all grow up with George Washington?
I grew up on the Space Coast, so we had more of that stuff sooner because, you know, all the people who lived there were very high-tech people. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just explaining why we had it before you yahoos back here in South Carolina were still typing on a friggin' stone with a rock and a piece of wood.
It ain't winning when you're saying my school's better than your school.
Yeah. And what's Space Ghost got to do with anything?
Yeah.
Especially when we're all doing the same job.
Well, what is the thing that you are most likely to learn as you get older and actually try to learn something new? A language.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My mom is taking Spanish.
Is she?
Why?
I don't know, for the third time. All she does is go to Mexican restaurants to try it out.
I never understand the grandmas that get their high school diploma or graduate college. I'm like, you know, you only got a few years left. Why does that matter?
Oh, my goodness.
But no, I'm not saying that in a bad
way. I'm with you. I wouldn't go back either, but I'll say the part.
Tell us the bad way. I want to hear what that sounds like.
Okay.
If that wasn't it.
Well, I mean, realistically, if we're all not thinking about, you know, our funeral, we're all going to die. That's the one thing we have in common. Like, but when you're getting to 80 and you're getting your high school diploma or whatever, I'm like, what good does that really do you?
What if that makes them happy? It's like the 80-year-olds that go skydiving.
Well, okay.
That's different, though, because that's a cool experience you get to do.
Well, maybe they thought high school was cool.
Made fun of me for that.
Well,
there you go. That's some of the things. Don't feel bad if you don't want to learn new stuff. It's not just boomers that feel that way. In fact, they may be more likely to learn new stuff than those of us who are Gen X or Millennial or Gen Z.
Sí, señor.
That was your mom, not you.
I've been hanging out with my mom lately. She's teaching me too.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I am a pizza dabber. I've been one for quite some time.
A what?
A pizza dabber.
What's that mean?
I dab my napkins on top of my pizza to get all the grease off.
Okay.
Because if I eat grease, I feel bleh.
That means you got a good pizza when you feel bleh at the end of it.
That's the kind of pizza I want. I want the grease just dripping off the sides.
I'm not going to lie. Totino's probably makes the trashiest frozen pizza there is, and it's so good until you get just about done with that last piece, and then you're like,
okay.
But you know what? It's worth it.
I want to see if you think this sounds dumb or smart.
It's dumb.
It's a health pizza hack that this girl's talking about on social media.
I learned this in college. Okay, so you take the pizza, flip it, and you drop it. Pick it up, flip it, drop it. Now all the grease is on top, and there's no more grease on your pizza. Is that weird? I don't think it's weird.
So she's taking her pizza, smacking it, flipping it, not rubbing it down, but...
She should be rubbing it down, because what you do is far more intelligent. And I have not said that very many times. But dabbing it with a napkin makes way more sense.
Well, you get that, the paper towel, whatever you got on hand, it gets all the grease up. She's taking her pizza, and she said she learned it in college. How many times has she done this in front of somebody, and somebody's like, what you doing to my pizza?
Yeah.
I cannot believe you're taking it, turning it upside down, and dropping it on the floor.
Pretty sure she's the person who delivered my last pizza. That's how they arrive.
Don't you hate it when you get it and you open it up and it's like slid over and all the cheese is on the box and stuff,
right?
And then you gotta nibble that off the cardboard.
Well, you gotta think that your toppings are gonna get stuck to the box.
Oh yeah, I agree. Well, especially if it's hot.
I'm assuming she's doing a pepperoni on this.
Yeah, wait, it gets
cheese.
Stuck to the box. Doesn't it come with the little table?
No,
a little Barbie
that's
table?
Just Domino's.
Oh, okay.
But to me, it seems like a violent and stupid way to accomplish something that's not a terrible goal, but it's a terrible way to do it.
I just take the butt of the pizza that's usually the dry crust.
And dip it in there?
And dip it in the grease.
And then eat it.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it a little more moist.
If I don't have like a napkin or paper towel, I will get the Parmesan cheese and I will like put so much on there that it
absorbs it.
You're still eating it, you know.
I know, but it's just... Just seems different when I eat it like that.
It's in
chunks.
It's in clump form.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. I love Bada Bings, the New York style,
I
think.
Oh, it's delicious, yeah.
And what I'll do is I'll order a pepperoni, but then I will take the pepperonis off and eat them separate because I really like the cheese pizza, but I like the flavor of the pepperoni on top of it.
You're just as weird as Hawk.
All right. I do hate this. Like, let's say you order a pizza and you have a little pizza party with your friends and... You know, you open it up, and then there's Sally or Jim or whoever gets on, and they'll start taking the pepperonis off the pizza.
No.
And, like, you go back in a couple of minutes, and there's, like, three or four, and you're like a private investigator, pepperoni private investigator. You're like, somebody's been taking the pepperonis off the pizza.
Who would do that?
You?
No, I only do it on the one I'm going to eat anyway.
Okay.
Because I want to have the cheese with the pepperoni sauce on it.
Yeah.
But then if you get that one slice where the pepperoni's like half on yours, half, what do? And then you pull that piece of pizza, and the pepperoni doesn't come with yours, and you're like, well, no, I don't want the slice.
Yeah.
I'll take the cutter, and I will actually put it on it so that mine gets half of the pepperoni.
And if that one piece of pepperoni that's hanging on that other slice of pizza, if you do grab it, you're grabbing the whole cheese on that slice. It's now looks like the skinless body.
Yes.
Why is it that you take a slice of pizza and it's very filling, but if you were just to grab the toppings and eat them, you could do that in one bite and you could keep going?
Bread.
But, I mean, it's thin bread sometimes, too.
I like thin and crispy.
Yeah.
It's weird that it just makes that bread just really weighs you down.
Now, how many times you been, like, at a pizza party with a bunch of kids, like a birthday party or something, and they get their grimy hands on that, and then they like, oh, I don't want that piece, and they'll pick another one?
Nope.
And I'm like, hey, I'll call them out. I'm like, no, you touch that one. That is your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, you've ate some of their cooties before because those little nasty hands after they've been outside playing Nerf Wars and stuff come in and they're wiping their nose and picking up that pepperoni pizza.
Is that like when we got breakfast that one morning and Tom's cutting into all the biscuits just to see what each one of them were?
Yes.
And I'm like, why are you touching every single one of those?
That is a lie.
It's
I only did that to two of them.
Don't you touch my biscuits.
Don't touch my biscuits. I didn't touch your biscuit. I touched two of them.
I need to inform HR that you have touched my biscuits.
My sausage biscuits.
You loved it. And you know it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.